together here. Oh, man, God's good. Presence is in this place. Oh, feels good. I love being in the presence of Jehovah. I love just coming here and having the word wash over me and just being with God, being with my family, my church family, seeing you worship. Oh, it just encourages me. Oh, I about fell over. My little girl's over here, just had her hands raised. I was just like, oh, my heart pitter-pattered. It's beautiful, beautiful. I do have a word I want to share with you today. It's been burning on my heart the very beginning of January. I want to start a series off. I want to kick it off today. So I want to start out with this, is that I love this church body. I love it because I see the desire of God on your lives. You feel it when you're hugging each other's necks, right? Yep. You're talking to them. You just feel that desire, man. And we come here because we desire God to move, right? Yeah. I love even chatting with Daniel. Man, he'll message me on Facebook every now and then. He'll just say, what's going on? And we'll talk about God, how good he is. He desires God. There's a desire in this place for God. There really is. There's a desire for God in our families, our marriages, and our kids. A few weeks ago, there was a song that came on and stirred my heart so much. And I have not been able to stop processing it. And I got up here and even talked about it. And the song was this, I'm desperate for you, God. I'm desperate for you. And as I was singing that song with the words out of my mouth, the Holy Spirit spoke and said, are you?
Hey, come on.
Are you really?
Come on.
I said, well, I was thinking I was before you said that. And I said, okay. And the Holy Spirit brought me up here to say the same thing to you. Are you really desperate for him?
Come on.
Are you really? Self-evaluation. It's important we do that. Evaluate our lives, right? Process it.
Amen.
Put yourself on a pie chart. The time that you're spending. I'm not showing you my pie, okay? But how much time are you spending on your phone? How much time you spending on the TV, watching your movies, watching Matlock?
Oh.
Brother Wallace, don't ever talk about that, man. How much time you watching other things? How much time you spending here, there? What little piece, what are you giving to God? How desperate are you? It's a good way to evaluate it. Process it. Oh, it's important we check our lives. It's important we look over in our time budgeting what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because we could come in and say, God, I desire you. But do you really? Is your life really showing it? We can come into church. Thank you, Jesus. But what are we doing the rest of the time? I'm telling you, I'm stirred with that. Are we desperate? Are we really desperate for God to move in our lives? Because if we are, what are we doing about it? Prayer. How much time are we spending in prayer? Are you devoting some time in prayer? Is it just a Sunday morning thing? Is it a before your meal thing? Is it just before your kids go to bed thing? How much time are you devoting to reading God's word? Here's what I want to do today. That has stirred my heart. Another thing that has stirred my heart is the fact that I want our church body to know how to pray. I want our church body to be a praying church. Okay? All right? So That stirred my heart. And one of the things that has caught my attention over the last few months, the last few weeks of praying, Brother North, is, you know, God's called us to spend more time in praying here and praying. We pray up here on the platform, and we're praying on Wednesday nights. And, you know, when we ask somebody to pray, some person will absolutely, people jump up in the microphone and just fire. And the other, you know, you hand the mic to somebody else and there's like fear just comes upon them, right? And that's okay. We all are different places, but I want this church body to be ready and on fire, ready to go and pray at any given moment. I want you to know how. I want this church to be a praying church. Bible tells us to pray and pray and pray some more. Are we praying enough? Are we really getting before God and spending time with God? Here's what I want to do. I want us to, my prayer is this, today, and then we go into this series of, we're going to talk about prayer. My prayer is that you, this is an evaluation for yourself as well. As we get into this word, I hope my prayer is that it cultivates your prayer life. It helps you with the development of a better prayer life. Okay? And so that's my prayer today. All right? My title of my message is Prayer 101. Now, I wanted to call it something else, Prayer for Dummies, but I figured I'm probably going to offend some people down here in a few minutes with my message, so I might as well just, let's just not start at the very beginning. Let's kind of start easy at Prayer 101. I'm just kidding, y'all. Prayer 101 is what I want to talk about, is my title of my message. I want to give a brief overview of prayer today. I want to talk about what is prayer, when to pray, and why we pray. Those are the three things we're going to land on. So I want to encourage you, if you're taking notes, write these things down. Okay, I'm going to try to have a printout of my notes Wednesday night. Because, I'm praying that this gets a hold of you, as it has for me. Now, here's what I want to do before I really get into my message. The Lord has really encouraged me to share this. A lot of times when we read God's Word, there's two ways we're to read God's Word. Okay, one is we read God's Word just as an overview. We're studying it. We're just getting it. We're letting it engulf us. We're just digesting it. We feel, you know, we want some wisdom literature. We're going to go to Proverbs. We want to hear about the gospel. We want to hear some Jesus stuff. Then we're going to go into the Gospels. We want to go into faith. Then we're going to go into some Hebrews. We're going to go into some deeper stuff. We're going to Romans. Come on. And then we want to hear about leadership and how to properly be a leader. We're going to go to 2 Timothy. So there's overviews, right, of when we read, and we take all our knowledge of what we have, of what we experienced and what we've been taught into that study time, okay? And that's great, and we need that. You need that. But there's other times when we want to read, we need to study on a specific thing, okay? In my case right now, I'm all about prayer. I've been in it for the last month. I'm staying in it for the next several weeks. I don't have a set date to end on Wednesday nights in our time of prayer, because God just keeps on pouring out, giving to me. So we're just going to keep on going until the Lord says do something different. But when we go into something specific, here's what I want to encourage you to do. You could do it however you want to do it, okay? I'm not telling you have to. I'm just encouraging this, okay? When we read into something specific, take your knowledge, take your experience, take your all the teaching and preaching and set it aside for a minute and read exactly what is on the pages based on what the pages are saying. Okay? Because when we do that, I'm telling you, we can discover all kinds of more things. And God can tweak and correct some of the things that we may have beliefs in and understanding in. Okay? Right? And here's what the Lord's want me to ask you to do today. Is as we go into this journey, okay, take what you understand about prayer. I'm not saying dismiss it. I'm not saying throw it away. I'm just asking this. And I'm encouraging this. This is what the Holy Spirit has asked me to say today. So don't throw anything at me. Okay? Set it aside. Don't throw it away. Just put it to the side for a minute. Let the Word of God wash over you today. Listen to the Word today as if it was the first time to hear about prayer. And see what God can do for you. See what God can stir in your heart today. Amen? It may just be, today is a surface thing, but it's just it could be something special and encouraging to you that you needed. Whatever it is, let the word of God just wash over you. Amen? Father, we love you, and we thank you for today, God. I thank you for what you're going to do in this place today. God, as we dive into your word, I pray let it wash over us, God. God, I want to honor you in this word. God, I want you to be seen, God. You to be heard, Lord. I pray you move me out of the way, Lord, and just do your work, God. I pray you tune our ears to hear you, God. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I get so excited. I love talking about God's word. I love it. Turn with me to Luke chapter 11. And we're going to dive right into this. My key verse is going to be this. Verse 9 and 10. We got it up here. Jesus is being with his disciples, and his disciples ask him. It's one of the main things that the disciples actually ask is how to pray. Not how to do miracles, not to how to do this or how to raise the dead, but how to pray. And this is what Jesus' response was. It was part of his response. Verse 9, it says, "So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." Go on to verse 10. "For everyone who asks, and the one who seeks,
finds.
And to the one who knocks,
the door is
open." Amen. Action. It's a movement, right? Okay? First thing I want to open up and really dive into is, what is prayer? I've got a lot of scripture, so I'm going to try to stay close to my notes here. Okay? First thing we think about, what is prayer? It's a communication with God. And that is true. It is a communication with God. But there's so much more to it. There's so much deeper levels to that. Communication is kind of like an overview of it. But prayer is so deep. Let me explain this to you. Let me read this other one. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Because I want you to understand what this is about to happen. And it says, this is from the NIV, "And without faith it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him but must believe in that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Let me break this down to you, what happens when we pray. When we step into prayer, we take a position of faith. We make a move in faith. When we open up our mouths, we're saying, "God, I trust you. I need you." We seek, we knock, we're making a move. Prayer is a movement. It's stepping away from the flesh and into a heavenly realm, into the spiritual. Okay? So what we do is, when we begin to pray, we step into and take a position of faith. "I trust you, God. I love you, God. I need you, God." We begin to move. Our faith begins to develop. We begin to grow when we pray. So what is prayer? It's a movement of faith. It's stepping into faith. It's stepping into more of God. It's moving away from this flesh. It's picking up our cross daily. Amen. Amen. It's saying, "God, I need you. I can't do this without you. I know this is basic, but somebody needs to hear this today." Amen. Because we need to understand what prayer is.
That's right.
It's a movement of faith. It is you taking your position and saying, "I trust you, God. I believe in you, God." You need to see that. Because that is what we do when we pray. We make a move. We're declaring it with our mouths. We're saying, God, I trust you. I love you. I need you. I'm asking God to move in my life. I'm seeking your face. And what happens when we make a move, God moves. He says he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So what that means is when you make a move, God moves. When you take a step of faith, God honors that. Because that's what pleases God.
That's right.
Says when you ask, knock. It's an action thing. Prayer is us making a move. Good?
Good.
It's yielding, dying to this flesh. It's us moving into a heavenly realm. You following me? Ephesians chapter 6. Let's put it up here. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Well, it's a very familiar passage. Ephesians chapter 6.
There it is.
Put on the full armor of God so that you can take a stand against the devil's schemes. Go to the next one. Verse 12. Y'all are doing a fantastic job back there. On point. Verse 12. Yeah, there it is. Okay. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. When we make a move, we are stepping into a heavenly realm. Come on. We're saying, God, I trust you. This is my position of faith. I'm stepping into a heavenly realm. My battle isn't in the flesh. We're not battling against each other. We're battling in the heavenlies. And I get there's frustration sometimes in the church. Let's go before God about it. Stop fighting with people and getting frustrated with people. Go to God about it. Fight in the heavenly realm. Take a position of faith. God, I know you see what's going on in this situation. God, I trust you. I know you're going to guide this thing. God, I pray for favor. God, I pray for peace. I pray for restoration in relationships. I pray for...
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy everything about this. He's attacking our friendships. He's attacking our relationships in our marriages. He's attacking our children. He's attacking everywhere he possibly can. And he's going to use everywhere means possible to do it. To distract, to distort, to cause tension, to cause problems. He's going to do it. That's it. He does. There is an enemy. He's Satan. There are demons. There is a demonic realm. I don't allow demonic movies in my house because they're real.
That's right. That's right. Come on.
Demons are real.
They are real. Yeah.
I'm telling you, a couple years ago, we had one right here. This lady came up here. She was praying, and Miss Charlene was over there. And I think Tina it was over there as well. And Charlene came to me. She says, "You need to get over there." okay. I says that there's a demon talking. So I get over there. It wasn't a woman talking.
No, it was not.
That was a demon growling. I promise that's what happened. I went over there. I heard it. Now, what did we do? We took a step. Me and Tina and Charlene. Come on. And who? I think it was Reith over there too. We took a position of faith. We made a move. We told that thing to shut up. You ain't got no room in this place. Come on, we began to take authority over all that. We took a position. We moved. We weren't letting that thing move.
Amen.
We shot that thing to shut up. We cast it out. Those ladies took that lady back there and ministered to her the rest of the service and poured in the gospel. It's amazing. I was in Africa. We were preaching the gospel, man. It was powerful. this tent, dude, it was packed. God was moving, the Holy Spirit. People were falling out. This one woman fell out, and I mean, she started wailing and screaming and flopping around like a fish. It was crazy. And she started growling. I mean, there was a demon trying to manifest.
Yes, it was.
What did we do? Took a position of faith. I made a move. We made a move. We took authority over that, cast that demon out.
Amen.
When we pray, what is prayer? Prayer is us taking a position of faith and saying, God, be the God of my life. Take hold of the situation. Do your thing. Take an authority over any demonic activities. Come on, and there's evil all around us. Come on, the enemy's attacking our families. So when we pray, we're taking a position of faith with our families.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That is what prayer is. Yeah, it fights our battles. Come on. Hallelujah. Second thing is I want to talk about, so prayer is us taking a position of faith. It's saying, God, this is in your thing. This is your area. You make a move, God. I don't want to do this. I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. Amen.
Amen.
It's talking to God.
That's it.
When do we pray? That's a good one. When do we pray? On Monday Night Football, DeMar Hamlin collapsed in a cardio arrest. We all are aware of that. We heard it is all over the news, everywhere. They worked on it for 9 minutes on the field, performing CPR. It's a scary moment. Everybody's watching. What happened? Prayer happened. It's a powerful moment. It's powerful. He did show up. It was good. It was good. All the coaches and everybody got on their knees, and they were praying, and that was beautiful. Even ESPN got, the guy hosting ESPN got up there and started praying on live TV. I was like, man, that's awesome. That's good.
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking that when I say this next thing. But how many times, you know, there's a lot of those folks that were praying, they hadn't prayed in a very long time.
That's right.
And they probably hadn't prayed since.
Yeah,
God did listen. He did. Totally honored. But here's the thing. God is looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
Not a temporary hookup. God is looking for a relationship.
Yes.
Yes.
Not a temporary hookup. We're quick to respond when something goes south. Well, what about all in between?
Come on.
God hooked me up. I need a miracle. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing.
Amen. Yes, it does.
Now, can I bring you guys a really deep theological understanding of that text? Now, this is coming from years being involved with ministry. Glory.
Oh, Lord.
Studying God's word.
Oh, Lord.
Got some schooling in me. Lots of reading. Lots of books. I'm going to break that scripture down for you. Always be praying.
Don't stop.
Always pray. I love that about. I always love that. But Brother Weiss, he's gone on to be with the Lord, but praise God. I always praise God. I love that. Praise Him in the morning. Just like Dad was saying. Praise Him in the evening. God, I thank you for my day. As you're trying to wake up and your bones are aching, God, I thank you. Loosen my bones, God. Praise Him in the evening. Talk to Him throughout your day. All the time. There's also another scripture, Matthew 6:6. Can we put that up there, Matthew 6:6? Riley, you're just on top of it back there. You're doing a fantastic job. I'm going to keep you around. But when you pray, Go into your room. Close the door. Pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret rewards you. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Will reward you. When we get up in the presence of Jehovah by ourselves, turning everything off. Woo, some good times. Amen. Amber, come up here. So there's a lot of, I've heard this a whole lot. You just, it's right there in the passenger seat, right there. It's a passenger seat. This is a car. If you haven't noticed, it's my car. I'm going to meddle. A lot of times, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard this thing say to me, people say this to me, is my prayer time is my drive time. That's where I spend my time with the Lord. That's my quiet time. I've got a busy house. I've got a loud people. I've got an Avery, so, and an Aiden. A lot of people, I've heard that so many. Pastor, how many times have you heard that? A lot of times, I know. We hear this thing, it's my quiet time for God. It's my time where I'm going to draw close to God. It's my time where I have just my intimacy time with God. It's my time where we're going to get close. I love you, Amber. You're my beautiful wife. And here's what I want to do is I know we live a really busy life. We don't like getting up early. We like going to bed early. We've got kids everywhere. So here's what we're going to do. They're literally everywhere. They're coming out. They're everywhere. They're in closets. They're in lofts. In shops. Virginia. Got them everywhere. And so we live a really busy life. And so what I want to do is I want to reserve my drive time to get close to you. Because that's how much I value you. It's because that's about the time I can carve out to be with you. You're just that important. Okay? All right. You ready? So you're going to go to work with me, okay? All right. I need to get a tissue because, sorry, I don't want to be sniffling in the microphone. Tina will get on me. Yeah, that's true. So you ready? I want you to just drive with me, okay? And this is the time that I'm carving out for our relationship because I value this relationship. It's so important to me. Okay? You're my world. So my drive time's about 25 minutes. So that's about the time I got for you. Okay? You ready? Let's do this. We're going to get going. I'm going to start my truck. We start getting going here. Before I really get too much in conversation, let me turn off WBAP and let me find some songs real quick here. Hang on. No, that's not a good one. Nope, that's... Yeah, Jesus. That's a good one. Nope, there you go. No, I'm not feeling that one. Hang on. Okay, there. That one's good. Okay, we're good now. We're there. So we're going to start driving. Baby, I love you. You're so good. I really appreciate everything you're doing. And I'm going to go. Truck's making a sound. It's a funny sound. I wonder if that's transmission. That was kind of weird. But it's okay. I want to hear about you. Tell me about your day. Tell me.
Your eyes on the road.
Oh, sorry. Tell me about... Tell me about what's going on in your life, honey, because I value you. You're so important to me. So go ahead. I'm going to go get on the freeway.
Okay, well, don't go too fast.
I'm not. We're going to go. Well, I'll go a little fast in the speed limit, just a little bit, because I don't want to stay the traffic, okay? All right. Go ahead.
Don't hit that truck.
I'm not going to hit the truck. Go ahead. Just tell me about your day. Tell me what's going on. Are you serious? You can go around me. You can go around me. I'm going 4 miles over the speed limit already. Bless God. I'm going to slow down. I'm going to teach this guy. I'm going to go with speed limit. How you like that now? You like that? Okay. No, go ahead and tell me. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're important. You're my world. You're everything to me. Go ahead. Go ahead. I am all ears. Oh, did you see that, dude? He told me I was number one. Number one, baby. I feel accomplished. That's wrong, isn't it? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. No, no, no. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me. Tell me. I want to know more about you. I desire you. Go. Just tell me something. Oh, I just want to hear your voice. Just go ahead.
So while I was at...
Oh, look at that. I wonder what they're building over there. Do you see that? That's new. That's new. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Y'all seeing how stupid that looks? You may be seated. Did a fantastic job. Now, it's important we pray. It's important we pray in the car. Yes, we can pray in the car. I'm not giving that. I'm not knocking that. We pray for people when they give us none. They'll tell us we're number one. We say, bless them, Lord. All right. Come on. But carving out time, saying, God, this is my designated time for you. How are you going to build a relationship with that? Jesus tells us specifically for a reason to go into the closet. He says, you need to make a move. You got to make a move. And he said, here's what you do. You just go into the closet and make a move. You take a step of faith. Because see, the thing is, we desire God to move. We got to move. You want God to move in your family? Then make a move. You want God to move in your marriage? Then make a move. You want God to move in your children? Then make a move. You want God to move in this church? Then make a move. You want God to work in your family or make a move at work? Then make a move. Get before God. Open, turn everything off. Stop trying to find the time and make the time. I've preached on that. I've said that many times. We'll never find it. You got to make it. Open, get into that closet. Turn everything off. Chunk your phone on the other side of the house. Get before God. Make a move of faith. Do you want to move? Then make a move. When do we pray?
Always.
But we also make a move and you make time. You carve out. How valuable is your relationship with God? Ask yourself that. Man, I want God to slap me upside the head if I'm not spending enough time with him. God, show me, God, remind me. God, if I'm spending too much time, put a check in my spirit. If I'm spending too much time on my phone, put a check in my spirit. If I'm spending too much time here or there, God, speak to me. God, I want that. I want a conviction with my time. Convict me, God, to turn the TV off, to turn the games off, to turn the phone off, to get before you. Convict me. So when do we pray? Well, we pray always. But it's not just about praying from, it's not just waking up in the morning saying thank you, God, and going about our day. That's wonderful and that's powerful. We need to do that. It's a communication. But God says do something a little bit more. Spend time with him, intimate time with him. Amen. You want a move of God in your children? Then get before God. Amen. I promise you, I'm interceding for my kids. I'm interceding for my family. I'm getting before God praying for my marriage. And I'm not praying to correct my wife. I'm praying, God, correct me. Show me how to be a better parent. Show me how to be a better husband. To be a more effective Christian. To walk in who you've called me to walk in, God. Hallelujah. What is prayer? It's us taking a step of faith, taking our position of faith. It's saying, God, I trust you. And when we pray, always, but it's also making a specific time to get before God, building that relationship up with you and God. Because what happens when we get into that time of prayer? Oh, our ears begin to get tuned in to what he's doing. You pray, God, I want to hear you. But what are you doing about it? We could pray all day long about it, but I mean, we could talk to God and say, God, I just want to hear you. But then we just go about our business and not listening. Get before him. Listen. Isaiah says, wait on him. Wait is not just sitting on your tail end doing nothing. It's interceding. It's praying, God, I need you. I need you. I can't do this thing without you. My family needs you. My church needs you. My job needs you, God. I want to be a light. I want to do what you've called me to do. Father, I need you to tune my ears to hear your word, God. Correct anything that needs to be corrected in this. Tune me, God, to how you want me to go, God. Do what you, do in me. Mold me, shape me. Hallelujah. Just gets me excited. Why we pray. We talked about what is prayer. When we pray.
Yes.
I want to talk about why we pray. We've already been dabbling all over it. We want to continue in it. Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Why we pray? So we can run the race that God has called us to run. Why we say, God, I'm making this time for you. This carved out time of 15, 20, 30 minutes an hour, whatever it is. Start out with 10 minutes. Turning everything off. Start there. Giving him that time. Because that's where strength comes from. It says, when we wait upon the Lord, we shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles, and we shall run and not be weary. Jesus urged his disciples to pray in Matthew 14:41. When he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping, couldn't you men keep watch with me one more hour? Couldn't you just pray just a little bit longer? Oh, we get caught up with some ridiculous things. We get distracted so fast. Jesus is in the most intimate time before God, crying out to his Father because he knows what's about to happen. He's feeling it, he's sensing it, and he's crying out, and he's coming to his disciples. Couldn't you just stay up one more hour? Oh, man. I feel like that's, God says that to us so many times, but we just don't listen. Could you not just spend a little more time with me? Because I've got so many people out there that are lost, that need me. Could you just spend a little more time? Because I want to cultivate you a little bit more. I want to strengthen you a little bit more. In verse 41 says, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And that is so true, our flesh, and that's why we get before God and we pray. Because this flesh is weak. And when we pray and we get before God, we move in faith. We take a step of faith, right? Take our position in faith. to get strengthened so that we can run a race that God's called us to run.
Amen.
Let me finish with this. Galen, come on up here. I want him to sing that song again, but I want to share this last thoughts with you this morning. Why we pray is because our families need God. Our marriages need God. We need God. Our children need God. We live in such a crazy, messed up world. We've got to absolutely do spiritual warfare for our children. How much do you desire God? I pray that stirs in your heart. And I hope a child that's challenging you in your spirit. Is how much time are we spending with God? How much time are we really getting before God and taking up our position of faith? Like God's called us to do. He said it's to ask and knock and seek. Spend time, wait. Those are actions, those are movement, those are things for us to make moves. Those are us calling us to move. Waiting is a movement. It's not sitting on our backside. It's a movement of faith. Let me finish a couple of thoughts. I remember, could we get the keyboard going? I remember, I've shared some of my mom's stories before, but she's such a pillar in my life, and she made such an impact in me. I am who I am because of her and her prayers. I believe that she interceded for me. She sought God. And there were so many times as a kid, I remember it so vividly. And I've shared this a little bit before. We were living in Granbury. We were living in a single wide mobile home. And it was, I was having the time of my life. My parents weren't. I later heard they were going through some things. It was harder time and harder season for them, especially my mom. I didn't understand. I don't know all the details, but I knew what she did about that season. See, there were so many times. See, it wasn't every... We got up early. I don't remember what time we got up. I just knew it was really, really stinking early. And we went to the church and we prayed. They didn't let us sleep in. They didn't let us stay home. They dragged us there. We stayed in the mornings. And we got right there beside my mom and my dad as they prayed. My mom and dad were prayer people. My dad still is. My mama's up there having, praying and worshiping every day. They sought God. They prayed there. Sunday mornings, they got early to church and they prayed and sought God. They wanted God to move in the service. So they made a move. It didn't stop there because they believed in prayer. My mama, she would spend hours on her face before God in her room. I would be in the living room and I would hear her crying out to God. Because she knew how important and how valuable prayer was. Because she knew God was calling her and dad to something incredible. So they prayed. And they prayed. And they drug me and my brothers with them. I remember saying under the pew, listen to my mama pray. I remember going into the prayer room and listening to the people pray, Brother North. It impacted me. Oh, man. I'm preaching up here because of my mama's prayers. Amen. See, what I didn't understand until she actually passed away, until I started hearing a little bit more of the emotional things that she struggled with. See, in that season when she was going through in Granbury, in that little mobile home, she was battling depression. I don't know details, but I know she was battling. I know I didn't see bottles on the pills on her nightstand, Miss North. I saw a Bible. Didn't see a glass of whiskey in her hand. I saw the Bible. She wasn't reaching for this world to solve her problems. She was making a move in the heavenlies. She knew where her power came from. She got on her face before God and did spiritual warfare. Because she knew she had to make a move. Because she knew she God had a plan for her. Oh, and man, she went on. And when God spoke to her and Dad to start a church, they were on it. They didn't say, well, I've been battling. Oh, I've been they've been praying. They were in tune with what God was wanting to do in them. They were in tune with His voice. I saw my mom preach in front of thousands of people in Mexico. Fire of God moving. People falling out in the Spirit. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Her passion. She didn't care what you thought about her. She didn't care if she hurt your little feelings. If you knew her, you knew what I'm talking about. She didn't care. She was going to tell you like it was. She said, this is why I'm telling you this, because this is what the Word of God says. Not going to dilly-dally around about it. This is what the Word of God says. I remember sitting down with him. Me and my wife were going through some things, and my mom just was like, blunt, slapped me in the face, not physically, but like just with the Word of God. I mean, she was not tiptoeing around it. Mama, you could have softened it a little bit. Nope. I saw my mama preach passionately. I saw my dad preach passionately in Mexico, ministering the gospel. But it was because they were in preparation back there. They weren't reaching for medication. They were reaching for the cross. Because they knew that was where their help came from. They saw the value in it. And so I saw my mom preach in front of thousands. I've seen her preach in front of five people. I've seen her when she was on her final season of life. Up here, sitting here, barely able to get up here and preach. But she was passionate. I knew she hurt. I knew it was all over her. But she did not care because she was so passionately in love with God. She wanted to get it out as much as she possibly could because she didn't care about anything else but the gospel. Let me finish with this. And I want to tell this church body, please listen to me. Start making moves and stop making excuses. God, we can come up with excuses so fast. And we'll blame this and we'll blame that and we'll blame this. But what are you doing? What are you doing? Make a move. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining about things. It's get before God. Cry out to God. You know how to, that's where our help comes from. There is such a call on the people in this church body. There's such a pull of ministry in this place. I feel it. I know there's such a deep desire. But the Holy Spirit is saying, stop with the excuses. Start making moves. Oh, my mama couldn't make all kinds of excuses, and there's some of the legitimate ones. You got something, Sherry? Are you going to say something, brother?
You know why he said, go to in your closet and close the door?
I'm going to preach.
Because when you go in your closet and you close that door, what do you see? Nothing. You can't
That's
even
right.
see this.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
There's no distractions.
Amen.
There's nothing to bother you or hinder you. You're in there alone, and nothing in there is going to distract you so that you can focus directly on Him.
Wow.
That's what He told me while you was ministering your word.
Amen. Amen. Come here, brother. We know Brother North. We know he's got one leg. Look at him. It wasn't about excuses. He knew what he needed to do. Him and Morris North both. He did just like Mama and Dad did. Got before God. Drugged their kids to prayer meeting. I remember playing in the pews with them. We got to get there. Amen, brother. Thank you. Thank you. We got to get before God. Got to get before God.
Amen. That's right.
It's a race for each one of us to run.
Yes, it is.
But we got to get before God. Okay, then I want you to sing that song again because that's so perfect.
Amen.
I want, as we sing this, as we close out today, I want you to let these words wash over you. And I'm going to pray and we'll close out.
To sit here at your feet. Well, I'm caught up in this holy moment, and I never want to leave. Well, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything. But more than anything that you can do, I just want you. And I'm sorry when I've come.
Start over.
I'm sorry when I just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we start. I open up my heart to you. And I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. And take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. Well, I'm caught up in your presence, and I just want to sit here at your feet. Well, I'm caught up in this holy moment, and I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings, 'cause Jesus, you don't owe me anything, but more than anything that you can do, I just want you.